What's up, good people? This is KP on the Blue Candy page of my Anchor channel. Just want to say hello and welcome to this new and fun and exciting ride. If you know me, you know that I normally record audio on Facebook Live, but I'm looking for another platform just to get my views and opinions out to the world. Me and my friend Diamond have a page. But since I'm going to be moving, she's moving as well, I thought I'd go ahead and branch out and start my own particular page here on Anchor. I'm liking Anchor so far, the things I could do on here. And I'm increasing this audio because I don't really like to be on camera a lot. You can say I'm having some self-conscious issues. But anyway, what can you expect on this channel? My views and opinions of things that goes on in the world. From politics, religion, music, fashion, games, all types of stuff that I dibble and dabble in. I may do a couple of interviews, have people come on to the show so we can voice opinions. I'm always open to open dialogue. Hopefully, I can get this thing set up where I have people call in or have people join in on the channel and voice their opinions and get a good thing going. I will start a YouTube page later on in the year. So we're just going to see someone grow and constantly grow. And I will always share my truths with you. So the next couple of shows, I will say, will be you getting to know me. I feel like I'm a unique person. I am a survivor of child abuse, which I will get into later. I will talk about. Because there's a lot of misconceptions of what people, you know, some people say, oh, child abuse is terrible. And some people, you have a lot of people out here that actually say that the person may have enjoyed what happened to them, or why didn't they say something sooner? So I'm ready to get that stuff out there now to talk about it and just voice my opinions on it. I am a African-American lesbian woman. Three things Donald Trump does not like. So yeah, I'm just excited to get started. Have you guys listen in and enjoy the content. And I hope you share my channel with other people so I get other people involved in conversations. Now, I am a jokester. I do tend to laugh and giggle a lot and tell a lot of crazy jokes or whatever. I don't mean to offend anyone. These are just my personal opinions. So, yeah. So, I welcome you into Blue Candy, my own wacky world. So, I guess we should get started. My name is Candace. I am 31 years old. Now, I like, you're awfully old to be trying to start to get into the social media thing. I'm not actually. I've been on Facebook, MySpace, all that stuff for a long time. I enjoy social media, but I've tried to start shows and things like that, but never really got into it. I guess I was just waiting for the right opportunity. And I feel now it's the opportunity because I figure myself unique because I didn't have a particular normal childhood. I had to grow up kind of fast to survive my abuse. And so within my years, in my 20th years, as I'm growing older from becoming a teenager to a young adult, it was a very hard transition. I didn't get the same opportunities as my friends and other my cousins did. So you have someone trying to become an adult, to try to catch up, I should say. I still do goofy stuff. I don't really act my age. I like some of the music out now. I dance, I go out. I'm not the particular 31-year-old, I'll say that, so. All right, I live in Maryland. I've been up here for quite a while, a couple of years now. And I like it. We'll talk about bullying, my experience with bullying. I don't have any children. Don't have a girlfriend yet. Hey, ladies. So yeah, so that's just some small things about myself. So I'm going to get off of here, dabble with this and upload it. And you guys tell me what you think. All right, here we go. I don't know where this stopped at, where it paused at, because my phone went dark. So I apologize. It just shut me off for whatever reason. Anyway, Like I said, we're talking about Trump and all his bullshit. That man went on TV and said with a straight face that women are giving birth to babies in 9 months and that is wrong. Maybe Trump skipped health. His mama didn't tell him about the birds or the bees. He wasn't there when his wife gave birth to his children. But stupid, it take 9 months.
His wife, he had more than
one. Oh, why? That's right. The sanctity of marriage. You done had a divorce. You don't believe in the sanctity of marriage. He didn't been caught cheating on this woman. He done told people you grab women by the pussy, but you care about the sanctity of marriage. Get out of here. I don't want to hear that. I just don't. I don't like the man. And I'm going to tell you something. I ain't scared of him either. Cage, you better be careful saying this stuff about Trump. I ain't scared of him. I ain't scared of no man. Because you bleed the same way I bleed. I ain't scared of him. I ain't worried about Trump. I ain't never seen nobody that the country is going to shit and you on Twitter mad because someone give an announcement, some basketball player will get some announcement about getting his kids out of China. Boy, can you figure out why we ain't got no money? Why the deficit went up? Why you keep cutting taxes?
That's Bush's fault.
What's Bush's fault?
Why we deficit.
No, we didn't deficit because they keep borrowing money from countries they don't want to pay it back. America is black. How many of y'all right now owe somebody some money? You know you owe somebody some money. You know you do. Think about it. You ain't paid your cousin that $25 in 10 years. They ain't interest to her. You owe them a whole bunch of money. I'm just being honest. You know you borrow money from somebody and see you slick how you ask for it. Hey, what's up, man? Look here. Can I have $10? Yeah, man, I got you. Now, you hear what I just said now? I said, can I have $10? I'm not paying you back because you gave it to me. Now, I said, hey, look here, partner. Loan me $10. That means I have every inkling of paying you back. I didn't give you a date, but I'm going to pay you back. Okay? So, there you go. The country owe everybody money. America broke. I tell you this right now. If Bill Gates and Oprah was to give some of that money they make up, we might be all right. Shit. Oprah go to the treasury, get her money out. She don't go to no bank. She pull up. Oh, here come Oprah. You want to make a deposit? You want to make a withdrawal? Go ahead, they print your money right now. They put your money to the side. They don't print Oprah money out with ours. Oprah gets separate money. Shoot. Country going to shit, man. Make no sense. Our president go on TV and just say the dumbest shit and be real about it. They come back and tell you to your face. I didn't say that. Wait a minute. I was standing right there when you said it. No, I didn't say that. Bro, yes, you did. Like, he makes you so mad. He go back on TV. Oh, fake news. They lying on me. Trump, you went on national TV and said that. Now you talking about you ain't say that? The media messed that up. It was live, bro. You said that. And you were wrong. He been lying the entire time, young. I always bring it up with Obama. Obama not arguing with Kim Jong trying to start no nuclear war. He ain't messing with them people. You know what some folks you ain't supposed to mess with. Y'all know that. It's a person right now that you know to this day, you know them since you've been a child, not to mess with them. Leave Jack alone. Jack got issues. He been crazy. He's a kid. You don't bother Jack. Big he come, and mine bigger than yours. Listen, you want to have a dick measure contest with somebody, don't do it with him, okay? He win, all right? Let's leave it alone. Some people you ain't supposed to mess with. Them people, no, they kill their own people. You can't fight nobody like that. Trump just, he do the most. I always use it in my face right now. I tell him, you stupid. I thought I'd do some stupid stuff. You do stupid stuff. All right, so we're back. I see now it does like 5-minute recordings, And then I guess it just lets you continue on for another 5 minutes. I'm still tweaking this thing. I'm still learning it. So please be patient with me. Bear with me, please. If you just tuned in now or just listen to what we were talking about, Donald Trump. Donald J. Trump. Here's some facts for your ass about Donald Trump, okay? Donald Trump, daddy, got caught up in a Nazi sting. Donald Trump mama ain't from here. Donald Trump wife ain't from here. From somebody that don't like immigrants, you got immigrants all up and down your folk line, bruh. Let me tell y'all something, okay? This country was built on immigrants. Everybody here is a freaking immigrant, okay? The Native Americans tell it to your face. They stole the land from the Native Americans. I'm not going to call them Indians because we're not in India. They're not Indians.
I don't have nothing.
They are Native Americans.
I can't rub you right now. I'm cooking.
Hey, puppy. You got to calm down, okay? Shh.
Do not touch me right now.
So I got a lot of people favoring in my channel. I appreciate the love, people. Thank you so much. All right? Here we go. Anyway, I don't like the dude. I just don't like him. Donald Trump is a big bully. And I don't like bullies, okay? He go on TV and lie. He go on Twitter and talk shit. He ain't gangster. I'll tell you that right now. He ain't got no gangster in him. He's a white dude with a whole bunch of money. That's it. He had a whole bunch of money. That don't mean nothing. It's always somebody bigger and badder and worse than you are. And I ain't scared of dude. I tell him to his face, hey, look here, bro. I don't like you, okay? Yeah, I ain't picking on disabled people and stuff. You a bitch. Come on, man. Like, there's no reason to act like that. You need to respect our president. Excuse me? Them 8 years Obama was in office, they treated him like shit. They ain't respect my president. Disrespect, right? There's been so much disrespect in my life to a man. Not even as a president, but as a man in general, they disrespected Obama left and right, called him monkeys, putting nooses and stuff in there, wouldn't cooperate in the Senate. Let me explain something to y'all anyway, to keep blaming Obama for everything that went wrong. Tell you how the justice system, how the government worked. He the face. The president is the face. Congress is the one that make all the damn decisions. And in the end result, the president says yes or no. You give me something stupid? No, I ain't signing that shit. Send that back. Veto. I'm not signing that. Send that back. Do it again. Or they say, all right, well, I can work with that. And he'll sign it. He just the face. So when stuff go wrong, don't get mad at your president.
Get mad at Congress.
Them people you put in their place of voice for you. Working for you. They ain't working for you. They work for their own best interest. They ain't thinking about y'all. Look at that tax bill. They just gave billions of dollars to rich people that already got money. They just gave somebody who drive a Maserati on Mondays only a tax break. Meanwhile, your broke ass ain't getting nothing. How is that fair? How is that okay? That whole thing that happened in Charlottesville, that was terrible the way he executed that, the things that he said. It was wrong on both parties. Excuse me? You side with Nazis now? Well, I see why your daddy was a part of that group. You don't know no better. He's gonna sit up and talk about Trump all day long. No, I'm not. I don't have the energy or the strength to sit up and talk about that fool all day long. I'm just letting people know how I feel about him. I don't like bruh. Never have, never will like bruh. I don't care nothing about bruh. You hear me? I ain't worried about it, okay? But I had me a nice cold soda, a refresh from Safeway.
I'll put some Cokes in there for Phoenix.
That's good stuff. Do what?
Never mind.
You better drink this good orange soda here. Now I'm gonna put some Pepsis in there. All right, that's it for my show. I'll see y'all.